Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating Labor Day on 2018. And we're glad to have our good friend Tom Sullivan joining us to do that. Tom is been a great member of our Brain Trust now for over 15 years. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We knew him in a couple of other iterations of his professional career over the years. He served at least one presidential administration in the past. And he's here with an excellent report, the Q3 Small Business Index from U.S. Chamber. He's our good friend, Tom Sullivan. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be back. Thank you.
Good to have you back, as always. So I love all the people who are so interested in small businesses, the U.S. Chamber, your old firm, the NFIB, American Express polls them, I poll them. Small businesses get polled a lot. You'd think we were important. You'd think we were important, all the people reporting us, wouldn't you, Tom?
Yeah, I do. I mean, anytime we put a megaphone in front of Main Street small businesses, it's certainly a good day.
Yeah, you get the truth too. You get the unvarnished truth and a whole lot of wisdom too. And so, talk to us about what's the overall optimism out there among your respondents.
Well, Jim, we're hearing a lot of the same things that you're hearing. MetLife sponsors our quarterly survey. We survey 1,000 small business owners real-time on the phone, and we ask them how did they do, how are they doing, and how do they think they're going to do in the future. And this quarter came back with epic high results. I mean, we've got an optimism index right now, a confidence index of 69.7. So that's up a point from the last quarter.
Right.
This really, it really, really is amazing, and we continue to see the strength on Main Street that was only a dream 6 or 7 years ago.
Can I put this number in perspective, Tom? You remember when the election happened in November of 2016 and the stock market went nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Small business owners worship at the throne of results. We start getting excited when our cash registers ka-ching. That dates me, doesn't it? My point is, I was tracking this, Tom, as you guys were at the same time, with my own polling, with the other polling, with yours, and small business owners reported optimism, but it wasn't at this level. It wasn't necessarily guarded. It just was okay. We like what has happened. We're looking forward to seeing the results. And whereas Wall Street went nuts over the next 2 or 3, 4 months, Main Street kind of held its guard a little bit and said, okay, let's see what happens. Let's see if this manifests into more business, which is what we pay attention to. My point is, if you want to see what's really going on in the economy, you got to get out on Main Street. If you want to really know what's happening, where the true purity is, where the quality is, where the real critical mass is in terms of any kind of news, good news or bad news, Main Street's where you find it, we think.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we saw certainly a belt tightening on Main Street throughout the recession. That didn't mean that small business owners weren't optimistic. I mean, Jim, you and I know that small businesses are the most optimistic.
Pathological.
I mean, sometimes businesses are successful because of hard work and optimism. So you're not going to take the optimism away, but I think you hit it on the head when you talk about the pragmatism of small business and their demand for results. This whole recipe of lower tax rates and regulatory relief is actually satisfying the small business owner's need for results. And that's why we see these
That's critical mass. That's real stuff. Hunters always say, you know, the old trackers and hunters said, you can't eat sign, you can't fry track. You know, you gotta have the goods. And Wall Street can trade on optimism. Wall Street can trade on hysteria. Main Street can't. We trade on customers leaving their money behind.
Yeah, I think when we look at some of the data that came back from our interviews, MetLife and the U.S. Chamber have looked into kind of some of the ups and downs. One thing that we just noticed that is significant is we saw a sharp uptick in the national confidence right after tax cuts passed, but then it dropped.
Hey, Tom, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to let Tom finish that thought right after the break. 2010.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.